We now come to the next influential platform, which is Instagram, which is extremely popular these days for its capability of sending photographs. So Instagram along, offer targeted advertising also has the additional benefit of hashtags. So I use a lot of hashtags to access learning and development sites, motivational websites, or motivational sites that belong to Instagram, the pages, I'm saying. So this can be used to narrow down the talent pool. A multitude of well-thought-of hashtags for different industries and job sectors already exist, giving you access to communities with an established following. So these hashtags can be as specific as maybe secretarial job Mumbai, or as general as hash hiring, depending on the criteria of the candidate's persona. One can also create hashtags that are unique to their company, which will boost engagement and form a talent community. So you can actually form a hashtag called as hash entrepreneurial hiring, or hash Python group, or hash ABC enterprises. If it's not already taken, you can create one on those lines. So according to a very recent survey, 49% of recruitment or recruiting professionals who use Instagram reported that it brought in higher quality candidates. Part of this, of course, is thanks to the social media's diverse range of specific groups, filters, and hashtags. Recruiters, of course, in Instagram or on Instagram have to ensure that there is a high quality profile picture and that the details on the profile are filled out in a correct and working fashion. Instagram also has, I'm sure most of us are on Instagram for quite some years now. So it has a following tab, which if the user chooses to view, will show the actions of the users they follow. There is a messaging facility as well. You may pick up the odd follower from this tab as well. Make sure the brand is known and is out there and that you are active. So now we will move. We've already discussed about Facebook. We've discussed about Instagram, Twitter, and WhatsApp. We will now move to the business networking platform, the most effective, the most popular and successful one, which is known as LinkedIn. This is, of course, now a two-decade-old platform because we are in December of 2022 now, and this was formed way back in 2002. So it's on the verge of completing its 20 years, correct? So with ever-increasing candidates profiling themselves on LinkedIn, even more or ever more recruiting managers and the HR departments are employing these tools for hiring purposes. LinkedIn is a social networking website, as we know, and an app for people in professional occupations. LinkedIn reports more than 750 million registered users in more than 200 countries and territories, and shortly in the next few years will be exceeding 1 billion users worldwide. LinkedIn allows users to research companies with which they may be interested in working. When typing the name of a given company in the search box, statistics about the company are provided. Out of all the social media networks, LinkedIn works the best for recruiting because it is more structured and business-like. So the best use or the use of business networking for recruitment LinkedIn is being discussed here. Nearly everyone with an established career has a profile on the world's largest professional network. I'm sure you might be interested in connecting with me on LinkedIn. So Chinmay Kamath, okay, is my profile, and you will see the credentials, including my experience with the renowned Wellinkers Institute of Management, Matunga, also being enlisted over there. So a completed company page shows up in LinkedIn search results and gives you the opportunity to showcase the culture of your company. Job searchers will find the page see your openings and learn everything they need to know about your organization. Yeah. So LinkedIn, as I had explained earlier, it has actually led to a flourishing in my consulting business. So it has provided opportunities with some of the leading vendors in India, and I have been able to link with them for projects in India and abroad. So how do we make use of LinkedIn? One of them is the filters to find the right candidates. So since there are so many people on LinkedIn, recruiters are able to use filters to find potential candidates. For example, you can search by location, current and past company, years of experience, and a number of other factors that will help you zero in on candidates who check all those boxes. Experienced and talented people hear from a lot of recruiters on LinkedIn. So there will be no dearth of messages that will go out or you will receive when you are present actively on LinkedIn. Don't copy and paste the same message to everyone. So there is a need to make it more original. There is a need to customize the message. So, you know, a cookie cutter approach will not be in use for everybody. So try and be innovative. Try and show to the person that you've spent some time crafting a message and have sent it specifically to people who matter. Thus, you need to mention what about the candidate caught your attention and makes you think that they are a good fit. So after having a look at their profile, mention certain specifics, correct, that have actually resonated well with you, and you can think of them as an aspirant. So you can use this platform to attract active candidates and also, more importantly, to connect with the passive ones. We've already discussed this in various places in the earlier chapter, so no need to explicitly discuss this again. LinkedIn thus is critically beneficial for employers who use them for both networking and recruitment. So recruitment is for the active ones and networking is to remain connected or linked in with the passive ones. The potential for LinkedIn and other social networking sites, thus they play a major role in your employee recruitment strategy and creates increment as millions of potential employees profile themselves on these sites each year. So there is no dearth of valuable talents that are present on this particular platform. So let's look at some of the benefits of recruiting on LinkedIn. So the idea businesses can recruit and hire using social media is proving invaluable and has been just peaking over the years. As we speak, it's completing 20 years of its existence and there is no sign of slowing down. It's now a vital channel for sourcing candidates and promoting company culture. So here are some of the important benefits. So the benefits have been shown on this particular image here. First is reach the elusive passive candidate. Just imagine there is a person, Mr. Y. Mr. Y is currently working for an organization, pretty elusive, not very actively searching for a job, but has completed about 8 years, has received a couple of promotions, but they've been few and far in between. Now, if this person were to be stimulated after several rounds of networking, they might become converted, into somebody who's an active candidate and allured to a lucrative job where there's a scope of career progression. So LinkedIn will play a major role here. The next is see talent and passion firsthand. So you will get to know their credentials, their current activities, any particular articles that they've liked, any particular things they've shared. Get resume details without a resume. So you will get a complete listing on LinkedIn without having to ask for an official application or a resume. Find a great culture fit. So if a person works for a similar culture, demonstrates that through photos, activities, posts, you are guaranteed a culture fit and filter out bad candidates. So although a book looks great by its cover, the content may not be great, so you might want to forego, you know, alluring those candidates. So these are some very important benefits of what LinkedIn can provide to you. So let me go ahead and explain this a bit further. So this is the best way to find and connect with passive candidates. So LinkedIn is essentially a directory of professionals organized by industry, company, job title, and number of other categories. You also have LinkedIn groups, where there is a group for chartered accountants, there is an alumni group of your college, your school, and so on. So you will find a wide gamut, a plethora of any industry professional over here who is worth their weight. Also, you can see talent and passion firsthand, as was mentioned previously. We are just elaborating here. So many people use LinkedIn to make it known that they love their career, that they are professionals, that their work matters. So it is possible to find passionate people and learn what amazing work they've done and creating ideas they have. So if they are very passionate, they will continuously dole out new forms of information, new insights. They will speak volumes about the work that they do, and such can be candidates who can fit your bill, who you can invite and allure to your organization. Get resume details without a resume. This is the magic of LinkedIn. So on LinkedIn and to some extent on Facebook, you can view a person's complete work and education history. They have in a chronological fashion mentions. You can also check for any red flags or gaps and make a proper analysis. So you'll know if a candidate has the experience the role calls for before you reach out. So is your job description matching the experience that they do possess is what you will understand. The next is to find a great cultural fit. So LinkedIn allows recruiters to learn about a person's hobbies, what they are, and even conclude what sort of personality they have. So with the kind of posts that they send out, as I'd mentioned, with the kind of photos, with the kind of insights, with the kind of connections that they do have, with the kind of groups that they are a part of, with the kind of recommendations that they've gained for their work, you will have a deep insight about this individual. All right? So you can also, the last point was, filter out the bad candidates. So some people behave poorly on social media. You can determine if a potential candidate has a bad attitude by seeing what they share online, what they like, and if they do not have the required recommendations, you can go ahead and filter those out. Now let us have or gain insight on certain relevant practices that LinkedIn does have, and these practices would be useful for recruitment. First is understanding one's standing in the industry. So standing basically, students, is the position that they do have. What kind of work have they done? What kind of experience do they possess? What kind of organizations have they worked for? They've passed out of which educational institutions, and of course, the recommendations that they've got from their peers, their clients, and so on. So if a candidate has claimed in his resume that he is an A salesperson, well-networked at the top level, all one needs to do is to look at that person's contact list on LinkedIn. This immediately gives you a feel of that person's network and thus his or her standing. For example, let's say, a certain person who's working in Chennai, let's say Charlie from Chennai. And Charlie mentions that he is a strategic account manager, but in his contacts, there's no other strategic account manager. All you see is work done in sales, but nothing in, or very sparse information related to strategic account management or key account management. There are no key accounts which he can justify. So would you prefer recruiting Charlie or calling him for a round of interviews? At least I wouldn't do so. Right? The next is, as I had made a mention of, is the recommendations. So this is a very useful feature where people give recommendations, okay? These recommendations are given out on the request of the owner, the person whose LinkedIn profile we are viewing. Looking at these and the profile of the person who has made these recommendations can give you a better idea. So for examples, let's say, there is a person, Amit from Ahmedabad, and he is also into, strategic account management or key account management. And apart from his experiences, there are 99 plus recommendations. Some of his esteemed clients have given recommendation. Some of his ex-colleagues have given recommendations. And the recommendations all say that he was a successful key account manager. He has established accounts in various, notable organizations. He understands the profile well. He is also an ace salesperson. Now this would provide you, some trust, or you will infuse some trust in Amit. The next is a referral. So referral is another important aspect which can be checked. So referral, so LinkedIn allows you to see who is in the candidate's network and is known to you. So it's like a first degree, a second degree connection. One could just pick up the phone and talk to one of these common contacts to do a referral check. So you can just call up a few people who are there, who are your common contacts, or you can message them and you can speak without having to let the person know that you are doing a reference check or a referral check. So this is one of the very important aspects of LinkedIn. Understanding beyond the resume. This is something which we have covered. Let's quickly look at this. So as I mentioned, the person's likings, the person, the presentations, the articles, the posts, the book that they read, the groups that they're associated with, will give you a much deeper understanding. So let's say, there is a person from Delhi. So let's say Dinesh from Delhi claims that he is a leadership consultant, and he is aspiring to lead, so he's aspiring to become a project manager or a senior manager. He's taken a sabbatical or a leave. So you might want to check if Dinesh is fit for your organization. So with this particular aspect, you might want to check if he has currently posted any leadership articles, he has posted any scenarios, what sort of a challenge did he have in his leadership previous roles, having any credentials or degrees from reputed institutions? Has he aspired to take up any online certifications and so on? Correct? So this will give you a good insight related to his likings towards what he has aspired to do. Now we have covered comprehensively the social media related sites and the benefits. Now the next topic here is use of data analytics in recruitment. So for some people this may be a recall from an earlier chapter, so we have some commonality over here. So data is not of much help without requisite analysis. Now as you can see, recruitment, the entire gamut of activities that come under it, is nothing but sieving, processing, analyzing, comparing, judging, deciding. So this all relates to churning of data, processing of data. And recruitment professionals believe that the challenge is not mining its data, it's understanding. So it's data at the face value doesn't make sense unless you are able to interpret it properly. So this requires the right tools to analyze it and the right people who can provide meaningful insight. Now a buzzword today in the industry 4.0 arena is big data. Correct? So it's our ability as successful professionals to interpret the data, make meaning out of it, and help us progress in the profession, in the recruitment process, by understanding the trends and the patterns that the data generally tends to create. So processing all this granular data can present and rank top candidates with the highest probabilities of success in the position, speeding up the hiring process and boosting fill rates. So data can be disparate, it can be granular, okay, it can be coarse. So it has to be formulated and articulated into meaningful patterns, which will be the information, and this will lead to a higher probability of success. We've already seen that being done through the parsing process, correct? The linking process. So that needs to be done effectively. The recruitment process itself provides a treasure trove. We've discussed this time and again, that can lead to the predictive power as to whether or not a candidate will be a high performer and a good cultural fit. Now, we are very lucky in this day and age of technology that we have artificial intelligence to our aid, which also helps us with this sieving mechanism, with this filtering mechanism, and provides us a lending hand to increase our predictive power or the power to speculate or hedge for the future. So we come back a full circle with the mention of the ATS, which is of course the applicant tracking system or software, which we had discussed at length. So even though ATS may eliminate suitable candidates from the pipeline, okay, because it will preclude candidates with job experience that does not exactly match what's stated on the job description. So sometimes artificial intelligence will lead you to a mirage. Those times you also need to use, okay, certain sense of intuition and balance. So sometimes AI will be misleading. That's how we interpret this paragraph here, okay? And of course, we need to come up with a balanced solution. Now, what is the solution? It's to combine all bodies of data and information from sourcing to hiring and beyond, of course, into an interactive and central system. So that's the reason why Industry 4.0 lays so much emphasis on human beings interfacing with the machines. So what this will essentially do is, this will give us more accuracy. It will increase or enhance or sharpen our predictive power and the ability to compile more complete data profiles. So you will remain with a pool of people who can be useful in the future as well. So normally hiring managers only have contact with recruiters when a vacancy is being filled out and communication ends when the new hire starts. So this creates a sort of a void or a gap and you need to reinvent the wheel. But if you have better predictive power, you might have a ready reference with you for future needs. So this means that there is no feedback loop between the two as to whether the new hire was worth the effort. So this is a critical gap between, you know, what has, you know, the person when they are hired and they start working actually. So you need to also develop a mechanism to get a feedback on a later basis from the manager whether the hiring was done appropriately. So let's now look at benefits of socially innovative recruiting. The first is better candidate quality. So social media recruiting brings recruiters or hiring managers to encounter candidates who frequently use social networks, who are not only technically savvy, but they can keep up with the trend towards social media. So these kind of candidates are more loyal fans that can become loyal employees. So over here, we clearly see that this particular form of recruitment can take precedence over the other forms when it comes to the candidate quality. The next benefit is better return on investment. So adopting social media recruiting results in a far better ROI than most of the traditional recruiting platforms, as the benefits, they far exceed its costs. One of the most tangible benefit would be, you know, recollected from the previous slide, the quality of the hire. Of course, since it's an agile mechanism, there is no dearth of platforms, so it leads to shorter time to hire. So social media recruiting allows for immediate response across multiple social media channels. So it's been mentioned time and again. So I think, you know, it's self-explanatory. And recruiters or hiring managers can fill positions faster, lowering the time to hire. A wider, more diverse pool of talent. So social networking could help recruiters or hiring managers get in front of candidates whom they may never find out, or whom they may never, who may never find them using other means. Remember the story of Kumar and Kumari. Yeah. The fifth point is stronger employer branding. So using social networks increases an employer's visibility among job seekers and enables them to utilize the multiple channels on which to communicate information about their company culture and benefits of working for their organization. Of course, two other benefits which also can be seen: higher response rates because there is less spam, and in most cases you must be invited before you can send a message, using social networks to communicate, and that can result in better response rates when recruiters or hiring managers send messages to prospects and candidates. This, in fact, we have seen as a part of the WhatsApp mechanism, and also can be a part of the messengers present in Instagram and Facebook. The next is that of competitive advantage. So using social networks gives recruiters a competitive advantage over other talent competitors who are not using it. So they are seen as progressive, as we've mentioned, and of course the cost to benefit ratio far outweighs traditional means. Now we will, as a closing topic, look at the challenges in innovative recruitment. So the talent shortage currently across the globe is a topic for many blog posts and frequent discussions amongst the recruitment professional circles. Each organization suffers because it is not able to hire talents for the new product development. It is not able to hire talents who drive innovation and sharply increases the market share of the business. However, the talents do change, the recruitment process does not. So the recruitment processes currently are witnessing a lag and need to solve this problem to become sharper as the days go by. So the recruitment professionals do not use the lean recruitment process or the just-in-time processes, as were mentioned, and the hiring procedure stays the same for ages. So the HR has to innovate the recruitment process. So certain aspects could be mission of the vacancy, okay? Key tasks that entail this, simple process to be followed, and far better human interaction. So this can, in its own way, lead to better talent recruitment in many of the organizations who follow a legacy sort of a procedure and who need to transcend to a leaner form, as mentioned here. The job market changes continuously and irreversibly. Now, this is, of course, common knowledge. As we can see, it's a VUCA world. It's a world filled with wars, pandemics, uncertainties. So the talented employees understand and fully utilize these dramatic changes. They're willing to accept the new challenging job offer quickly. They thus look for opportunities to learn and grow. They realize the shortage of top talents on the market, and they understand the value of top talent for the employer. Now, this can be a challenge in terms of recruiting because the talent is spoilt for choices. So the innovation of the recruitment process has to focus on the following key success areas. These being mission of the vacancy or the job vacancy, key opportunities and tasks that need to be identified that will influence the entire gamut of activities in the recruitment arena, simplicity of the recruitment process, which includes quick decision making, reduction in any wastages, reduction in any manual efforts, increment in the automation, as we've seen when we discussed about ATS and parsing, and of course, as the diagram spoke, increased human interaction during the hiring procedure. So the old-fashioned job description is useful, however, it's not the best tool for recruitment in the current day and age. So the talent does not have to read and hear many details. Of course, we have to make the JD a lean job description as well. It can speak about the high-level plan. The plan can be cut into isolated tasks and missions easily. And the top talents recognize the importance of detailed planning and they are good at it. So HR and line managers, recruitment professionals should not prepare the plan for the employee. The talent should speak about his or her plan during the job interviews. So proper questioning, okay, can bring in an angle of innovation. Thus, team, we have completed, students, we have completed this particular chapter. So here we have seen various innovative practices involved in recruitment. We have made a mention of the various social media platforms. We have looked at how data analytics play their role. We've looked at the benefits of social recruiting. And of course, we have also looked at the challenges that are involved in innovative recruiting. Thank you.